Marketing Online Live number 70. Questions from the Podcast Secrets Reunion.
Welcome to MarketingOnlineLive.com.
Marketing Online Live.
The Internet's first podcast about online marketing with your hosts, Paul Colligan and Alex Mondosian.
Hey, everybody, it is Paul Colligan, and welcome to Marketing Online Live, episode number 70. This one's an exciting one because we are in front of the group at the Podcast Secrets 2008 reunion. Everybody scream. And that was just a couple of them. So Alex is about to get on the plane, something Alex does often, and we thought what we'd do, we thought we'd recreate the usual process of us doing a podcast. So Alex and I are recording the podcast. Now, our content... Our question for the day are the last two questions from our group. We've been getting questions all day long, answering them during the reunion. So I just realized a few minutes ago, these last couple of questions. So I figured, what the heck, let's answer those. Question number one, free places to host my podcast. I have a couple of business advisors in the room. People want to know free places to post your podcast. We'll talk about that. And then the second question is podcast niches outside of internet marketing. Is there any such thing? We hear the stories of the geek briefs of the world with their 500,000 downloads. You know, what about normal folk who aren't in the internet marketing space? What options are there out there? So, Alex, how are you doing today, sir?
So far, so good. It's been a nice day.
Exactly. And Fred, you don't need to rotate that. I'm going to show the miracle of levelating. I appreciate your help. Fred Castaneda from the Struggling Entrepreneur podcast is right in front of us, and he's provided the tech for today's presentation. So,
and the swivel for the microphone.
And the swivel for the microphone, as well as the backup recording, which was very much needed because my... it's a two-step process when you bring recording to an event. Number one, you got to bring the device. Number two, the card that you have filled with content. You actually have to take the content off of the card if you're going to put new content on it. Just a little tip for you guys out there. The second tip, actually, is the blue bottle at the Hilton is not mouthwash. You would think it's mouthwash. Yeah, it wasn't good. So no, the blue bottle in the bathroom. That obviously is water. The blue bottle is actually shampoo, believe it or not. And when it's late enough at night, yeah. Anyway.
My mouthwash is usually green. I don't know about you guys, but it's usually Scope, which is green. So blue didn't make sense to me, but now it does.
Well, blue, something better than, I mean, you know, the white soapy stuff, obviously that shouldn't be something you pour into your mouth. But, you know, there was lots of, yeah, anyway, you guys can get the idea there. So, question number one, and I think this is a technical question. It's also an advice question. Hosting podcasts for free. In the old classic mother statement of you get what you pay for, Alex, do you ever recommend free hosting of any sort, web, podcast, etc.?
The only reason someone does something for free is they have a revenue model that is outside of that free environment. So if it's for a free teleconference, they're typically making money in other ways. If it's free service, they're typically making money through sponsorship. If anything is free, they're focusing, they being the service provider, they're focusing less on that free service and the quality of that than on how to generate the revenue that puts bread on the table. So I never have found that getting things for free is getting value compared to stuff I can pay for. Has that been your experience?
That's been my experience as well. And I mean, the classic thing is, if you are not paying for a product, you have no recourse if things go bad. You know, they always laugh at you. Fine, I'll give you your money back. But the fact of the matter is, and something a theme of all day is the value is in the content, not the technology used to create it. So I would really strongly advise, especially if you're in a consulting situation, people who want free anything, just you know, mom was right. You do get what you pay for. But on the flip side, you are a consultant. People are asking you questions. So let me give you a couple of options out there for free podcast hosting. Number one, podcastspot.com. Their model at PodcastSpot is they want to kind of get you hooked. So they give you a little bit of hosting in their very good platform. And then the idea is that you'll pay for more later. So podcastspot.com is one option for you. A second option is quickblogcaster.com. Quickblogcaster.com. It is a blog/podcasting derivative from the guys at GoDaddy. And basically, there is a low-level version that gives you a little bit of hosting that is surrounded by lots of AdSense ads and that kind of thing. But you can use either one of those. Those are the two places I go when it goes to free hosting. But the question at bay here, the question I really want to focus on is, Are there any successful podcasts outside of the world of internet marketing, outside of the world of geeks? Alex, what do you think?
I think the answer is obvious. The answer is definitely yes. And with the early adopters, it usually is all about technology. So because the internet marketing intelligentsia or milieu or mob or group, they're about bleeding edge technology, they typically usually take the lead. And in this case, a lot of it's been about internet marketing. Our podcast is not about internet marketing. Our podcast is about monetization. Marketing Online Live is about monetizing podcasts, which we took a lot of arrows in our backs for. But the keynote for tomorrow, who you can talk about in just a moment, has nothing to do with the internet marketing space. And if you do a few Google searches and you find out what's hot, that is the same topic area or specific areas of expertise that a podcast would work for. Now, in the early days of cable television, not everyone had cable TV, and Ted Turner was largely responsible for cable TV getting its penetration. Prior to that, it was broadcast TV, ABC, CBS, and NBC. So look at podcasting as the early cable TV days. And it wasn't long ago when dish and satellite TV, people were saying it's never going to catch on. And 500 channels, that's impossible. No one's going to ever be interested in 500. I can't imagine having less than 40 channels now when I go and watch television. And I happen to like 500. You know, it's not bad. So I think that at the bleeding edge, it's always led by technology, and that's why internet marketing has been the topic of expertise with podcasting. Ironically, the geeks are the ones who don't want to monetize, and they're the ones who've, you know, crawled up our backs, and now hopefully that's getting shaken up a little bit. So the answer is any area of expertise that has any pull online or offline is a great topic area, especially in the consumer area for podcasts. And the more niche-oriented, that's what I'll say, the more niche-oriented it is, the better, along the lines of an age-specific group that's going to make sense. If you're going after octogenarians, maybe podcasting won't be a good market for them because they may have just lost interest in ever getting involved in the internet. Maybe not. But if you're going after, let's say, the younger generation market or up until the mid-50s, anyone in that market space would be a great podcast area. I'll tell you, one of them, as a man, I've written more websites of any other man I know personally about menopause. And the reason I've done that is because menopause has a huge market pull on the internet because it has a beginning and hopefully an end with most women, right? If you're a husband, you know, I don't know what that looks like as far as having an end, but in most cases, for menopause, there's a beginning and an end, kind of like a wedding. There's a beginning period and there's an ending period, so it's a very hot market, such as wedding favors, right? So the ideal scenario is looking at what has that hot area of market pull, and menopause is very, very hot because it's getting broader and broader because you have the female baby boomers who are getting older and older, and the market is getting wider and wider. So I have found that that was a very, very hot market to go after. Now, what you guys are laughing at is just ridiculous. You know exactly what I'm saying. So if menopause was a hot market for the internet, it's also going to be a hot market for podcasting. That remains to be seen. Paul is going to have a menopause podcast show very soon, so you can read and hear all about it. So the answer is yes. Outside of the internet marketing space, podcasting will be very, very hot. That's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, that is. That is. Thank you, Alex. When we started out today, and hopefully you heard some of the laughs from the audience, when we started out today, the definition of podcasting was the automation of the delivery of time-shifted portable media. Media hits everybody, and that media can be, you know, written word as much as it is spoken word, as much as it is video. And that delivery of media so that we can consume when we want, where we want, how we want, that's where everything's going. You know, you look at restaurants these days, the big thing is breakfast whenever you want it. Why? Because, you know, people want their breakfast at 10 o'clock at night, and you serve them. We're on an on-demand society. So a technology that delivers media, audio, video, spoken word, printed word, to people when they want it, I mean, this is exactly where all delivery is going. tomorrow, we are, for those of you listening to this later on, this is recorded the day before the New Media Expo, 2008. Tomorrow, the keynote is Gary Vaynerchuk, a fireball powerhouse. No way to describe him except go to winelibrarytv.com and watch the guy. He's taken a Jersey wine store, and if you think of the image of the guy running the Jersey wine store, that's Gary to the T, okay? And he's taken this little family Ma and Pa wine shop and made it a multi-million-dollar wine shop because of his podcast, Wine Library TV, where, believe it or not, it's Gary sitting in front of a high-def camera talking about wine and spitting into a New York Jets trash can after he tastes his two-butt chuck. It's quite a show. He is number one. We talked earlier today about Cornelius Fitchner. Cornelius runs the Project Management Prepcast about the project management exam process. You know, he is now in six figures through his premium cast using our premium cast service after about 9 months of launching the project. We have several people involved with ministries in this group. We have several people working with women. We've got several people in different areas. We've got one guy with eight different podcasts. Hi, Fred. But the fact of the matter is the market, if you look at our top winners in the Podcast Secrets Challenge, none of them were in the technology space. See, the exciting part, one of the questions we asked earlier today is, where's podcasting going? It's leaving the geeks. When email started, it was the geeks. And then it went to the kids. And now it went to a point in life where nobody can imagine not having an email address. Podcasting started with the geeks. It's going to the kids. And we're going to see a point very quickly where people cannot assume anything else other than the delivery of podcasts. So no, a lot of the, we've got chiropractors in the room. We've got healing in the room. We've got different groups in the room. This is the opportunity. No, you don't want to compete with Geek Brief TV. They're doing a fine job with that geek space. However, in the ministry space, in the ever-hot, always-growing menopause space...
Meteoric.
Yes, exactly. There's lots of opportunity there as well. So hopefully, one of the take-homes from today's class is that it's not about the tech. And the tech, by no means, should ever dictate the content. It's about the content. It's about the media. It's about what it is that you have to tell the world. So I would dare suggest that, no, it's not. I don't think it will be. But the real opportunity, the real excitement in podcasting is other channels, other vehicles. Now, in the Podcast Secrets class, I think, no way to test this scientifically, but I think our best students were the ones who got it by podcast. They really, really, really liked grabbing it when they wanted, where they wanted, how they wanted. They were actually experiencing the whole process of, you know, they weren't just learning about podcasting, they were actually consuming the process. Much the same way when you take Teleseminar Secrets, it's a lot better when you take it on the phone because, I mean, you're learning about that entire process, and therefore once you, yeah, I can do this. It's great. You pick up a phone. Can you pick up a phone? Why, yes, I'm doing it right now. You know, do people really listen to podcasts? Why, yes, I'm doing that right now. So the opportunity is tremendous.
If you look at the three P's in marketing, students of direct response marketing, they'll look at the problem market, the passion market, and the pursuit market. The problem market is solving a problem. Anyone with a problem and solving that problem, that's a great podcast topic. The pursuit market, that's kind of like the Tony Robbins market. You're pursuing personal development and self-growth. And then in the passion market, that's like the golfer or, believe it or not, the squash player. I mean, very passionate about the sport. They'll spend their last dollar on equipment. So problem, pursuit, and passion, if you look at those three as factions of a market, you can decide what part of the market is menopause at this point. But the bottom line is if you look at all three of those as the P's, the three P's of marketing, chances are podcasting is going to fit somewhere there. And I have found that the problem market is no more of a stronger market and has more appeal than the pursuit or the passion market. It all depends on what you are very good at. And if you're good at solving problems, and many of the the geek podcasts are about solving problems, like how to do a podcast. That's a problem market, like how to create a podcast. Or if you're in the pursuit market, some of the people in the room in ministry, that's the pursuit market. And then the passion market, you know, you get people in sports. That's all about the passion market. These are all podcast-specific areas that go across all other media sources, and I think podcasting just needs to catch up so that those markets learn how to consume these podcasts, and it's up to us to teach it to them.
Absolutely. We made an announcement today to this group first. We'll be talking about it at the show. PremiumCast.com now integrates with Kunaki, which means the delivery of your media, the automation of your time-shifted portable media, now includes the potential to deliver content via physical disc, a CD, DVD, up to 6 items at a time. Alex, how do you think this will change the delivery of media for people?
I think that the big question is how people are going to consume media, and I don't know what advantages that ultimately that the that development's going to have as far as people consuming. I do know that the handheld consumption is going to skyrocket. That's what my sense is. We've talked about that before. You showed the Kindle earlier on today. So I think if you're going to deliver content, it better be consumable in a handheld format at some time in the future. And by so doing, you'll have more market penetration a lot faster. And people aren't going to—they're not going to plug in like we are right now, as you mentioned earlier.
Beautiful. For the disc integration, a couple of people in the audience are pretty excited about that. Who? Give me a yow if you thought delivering CDs was a good thing.
Yeah.
There we go. And that was only just a few of them, everybody. This has been a good day. Alex has to get out and get on the plane. I will give him the last word, but it's fun doing this live presentation. Everybody in the room is going to get to see how we edit and chop this up into a podcast. Alex, as always, will just leave me to do the work. And so, Alex, I will give you the final word, and then we'll say goodbye to you, brother.
The final word is that podcasting has been about tech for such a long time. I would say for about 3 years now. And yet it's the tech part of it that hasn't been monetizable. I think as it gets out of tech, it'll not only become more monetizable, but it'll be more accepted as a media source, as a consumption source, and as the handheld market gets caught up, I think it may be the de facto standard of communication. It's another media source, but I think it'll be a major media source to be reckoned with. And why don't you have the final word on broadcasting live and consuming on a time-shifted basis, because I thought that was a very important point.
I truly believe, and I've been working on this year, is just the new media content model, if we're going to be intelligent about it, is this. We talked about this earlier, but we'll give a sneak preview to everybody who wasn't there. Produce live. If at all possible, produce live. In front of this audience, you're hearing some humor and some laughs between me and Alex. You probably never heard on Marketing Online Live because we did it in front of an audience. If you can produce it live in front of a teleseminar, if you produce it live in front of a webinar, we actually even went online with Ustream.tv and did a little bit of live broadcasting as well. If you can take that live broadcast to the audience, hear from the audience, feel from the audience, I mean, it's just fun doing this thing. Maybe we just schedule MOL and let people peek in through the bridge line or something like that. It's a really exciting place to go. So I think the new media formula is produce live, and then distribute down as many channels as is humanly possible. We're producing this live. We're shooting it down the channel of everybody in the room. This will go down the channel of podcasting. This will go down the channel of handheld devices that get the best of MOL and that type of thing. But new media consumption, produce live, distribute as many channels as you possibly can. Alex?
I think the people in this room are going to, you know, be part of the history of podcasting, so I'm looking forward to that happening and to share the case studies not only with us but with the MOL listeners and allow us to get you and get the word out about your podcast. And I invite and encourage you to do that and let today be the beginning of that process so next year we can have some success stories and some more six-figure podcasters in the room. I think it's not only a possibility, it's a high likelihood.
Thank you, Alex.
You've been listening to MarketingOnlineLive.com.
Marketing Online Live.
With your hosts, Paul Colligan and Alex Mondosian. If you're a subscriber of this show, the next episode is coming soon. If you haven't yet subscribed and would like to have our show delivered directly to you, search for Marketing Online Live at iTunes or visit www.marketingonlinelive.com.